Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You walk into a restaurant for the first time and you look around. What are the red flags that you should turn around and walk right out before you sit at a table? Chef Plum, he joined us earlier this week and he gave us his three red flags from a professional chef's point of view. This is what he said.
Immediately, a bad place right off the bat. When you walk in the door, you should be greeted within the first minute of walking in. If you just stand around there too long, that's an immediate red flag.
All right, so you don't get immediate attention.
Remember when you used to walk in places and there used to be a bell at the front and you would ring the bell if nobody was there? Imagine ringing a bell right now at a place. It seems unbelievably rude, right?
I don't remember that. I don't even remember that being a thing.
I mean, it used to be everywhere. It wasn't even just like restaurants. It'd be at the dry cleaners. It'd be anywhere. There would be a physical bell on the counter that you would walk in and ding, and somebody would come. Now, if you do that, they'd come out and be like, what? What?
All right, so I look at the menu, too, whether I look at it online or I look at the front door where it's posted. It's very, very important. If they're serving things that are not in season, that's a red flag. For instance, if there's a tomato salad on there and it's January, that's not a good sign.
All right, that seems fair enough. That's a chef point of view.
There's no tomatoes available in January. What are we doing here? Right?
And finally, if when you it's at your table and the server walks up and the server doesn't know the menu and doesn't know the drinks and can't recommend something to you, that's never a good sign. That means they probably haven't tasted the food, which means the food's probably not that good.
Okay.
You know what? That's fair enough, right? You're working a shift and you've never even eaten the food in the place. Right? You're serving it every single day and you know nothing about it. I mean, all three of those are really good indicators, things that you should pay attention to. Of course, they trigger all sorts of nightmares in my brain, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what are the red flags? Because I'm a restaurant kid. Like, my mom and dad own restaurants. I grew up in the restaurant business. And I can tell a gross restaurant the minute I walk in. And it starts before you even walk in the door. For me, like, one of the big red flags, if the parking lot is a mess.
Yes.
If it's dirty.
Yes, if it's dirty, if it
litter.
Smells.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's got a dumpster.
Yes.
But, like, the area has got to be clean, right? I don't want to feel like the raccoons are amongst me right when I get out in broad daylight.
Like, if they can't pick up the litter off their parking lot, you know, then that means that they're not giving their food and all that stuff any kind of attention inside either.
Right. For me, if I walk in the door, if anybody's wearing a tank top. Now, keep in mind, this doesn't mean like, you know, summer shack place or whatever on the shore. You know, if anybody is wearing a tank top, it doesn't even matter if it's clean or if you're sweating through it. You know what I'm imagining. I don't want to see that because there's things falling out in my food.
Yeah.
No tank tops.
Jim wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, dirty bathrooms. Dirty bathrooms is the key. There should be somebody that is constantly monitoring the bathrooms. You know, and I get it. Sometimes when it's real busy on a Friday or a Saturday night, things happen and you're just like running around chaotic.
Sure.
Give them a break. But if it's like a Tuesday afternoon and you walk in and it's a mess, what? You don't clean your bathrooms? Gross.
Yeah. Excessive sweating by any employee member.
Hey!
I mean, I'm just kidding.
Sometimes they're sweating.
No, listen. Sometimes you're running around and it's hot and that's one thing, okay? But if you're excessively sweating, and this goes hand in hand with a tank top, if you're sweating in a tank top, that would be even worse for me.
What do you think? What are the red flags of when you walk into a restaurant that you should turn around and walk out? 1-800-330-9999. What are the red flags? You walk into a new restaurant and you look around and you see this and you're like, nope, I got to turn around and walk right out. You missed it earlier this week. Chef Plum, he was on, and, you know, he's worked in a lot of high-end restaurants his whole life. He said these are the top three things.
He also likes to eat.
He loves to eat.
So he'll walk into a place, he sees things. I mean, I don't think a lot of chefs do that, but he goes out a lot.
He does. So he said the top three things is that if you see out of season food on a menu, so he's like, if you see like a tomato salad in January, and I'm like, that is definitely something only a chef would say. I'd be like, when I see mozzarella sticks, am I good? Are those good year round? Second one is no one greets you when you walk in the door. That is true. Like when there's like, you're standing in the entranceway and you're like, all right, now what do I do?
Right.
And then the third one is if the server doesn't know the menu, it means that they haven't tried anything and they haven't been well educated.
You know what always bugs me when I walk in a place? If there's no climate control, like if it's wintertime and there's no heat, that's a red flag to me. If it's summertime and there's no air conditioning, also red flag. If it's open air or whatever, that's different.
Mm.
But if you walk in a place and they're not spending the money to keep it comfortable inside the building, what are they doing with the food keeping? I don't know.
Am I the only person that has a restaurant sweater in my car? Every time I go to a restaurant,
no,
I have a sweater in my car because I'm like, it's going to be cold. Does everybody have a sweater?
I think that's common.
All right.
I mean, I think if you're smart anyways, my wife always has one too.
On our text line, it says if they have the flies. You know, it's funny. As a restaurant kid myself, the thing about the flies is even if you are super clean, the fruit flies next to the bar are really hard to get rid of. We do our best, but man, those things, they come with a vengeance.
Some years, too. It's just weird, right?
Yeah.
There's flies everywhere. You know, there's not much you can do. But if you're trying to dine, it's disgusting.
We asked around the office, like, what are the red flags when you walk into a new place?
Probably, you know, those, like, swirly things of flypaper that hang from the ceiling. So that's definitely, I think, a red flag.
That's disgusting. Is there a single restaurant that still actually uses those in plain sight of the customers?
If you see that, whenever you see it, you feel like it's been up there for 10 years.
It's really gross.
Yeah,
okay.
You do.
When you walk in, you sit, they put you at a table, and somebody comes over with some wet, disgusting cloth that you have no idea where it's been, and they wipe your table, and then they put your silverware on that table.
Oh, yeah. And you got to put your arms down, right? Like, how long can you hold your arms up there? And it smells like that wet towel.
It is gross.
Yes.
I will say, there may be some restaurants I know that are very guilty of that, and they're good places, but they do it. Yeah.
There's no cars in the parking lot. There's nobody there.
That's a good one because, you know, when we were in Italy, my dad's like, I wonder why. And my dad is a chef that owns the restaurants.
Right.
He'd be like, it's so funny. Look around. He's like, some of these places are completely packed, all on the same street, outdoor seating. And he's like, and some of them are completely empty.
Deserted.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you learn quickly. We sat at a deserted one time because we were starving. And within 3 seconds, we could smell the sewer coming up from like the subway underneath.
Bye.
I was like, all right, mystery solved.
Yeah, if it's dinner rush and there's nobody in the parking lot, that's a red flag.
Anna, what's a red flag when you walk into a restaurant?
Yeah, dirty tables and the waitstaff not looking so professional.
Yeah, you know, dirty tables. If I see a bus cart on top of a table and it's got plates in it, or you see like a bus station and it's all loaded up with dishes, I hate that. Yeah, I can't stand that.
Speaking of dirty tables, my biggest pet peeve as a restaurant kid, because, you know, I've grown up with restaurants, is when the bus people don't bus the table correctly.
Yeah.
Or they leave like a couple dirty forks, or they'll leave just a plate or two when they're taking. Clear the table. You've made it this far. You have to finish. That's always a red flag for me.
You know, it's funny, too, because even though plates are dirty, like if I see utensils that are dirty or used, that strikes me as grosser.
1-800-330-9999. What's a red flag? You walk into a new restaurant, you look around, you see this, and you're like, I better walk out. Oh, I can't wait to read this text. So we're talking about what is the red flag that when you walk into a restaurant that you know that you need to turn on and walk out, like it's a sign of a bad restaurant.
Mm.
Chef Plum joined us earlier this week, and he said his top three were that when no one greets you when you walk in the door, like within like a few minutes. The second is that if the food on the menu is out of season. And the third is that the server doesn't know the menu at all and hasn't eaten anything there. On our text line at 1-800-330-9999, if a manager is yelling at the staff out loud and everyone can hear, it's one of my family's biggest inside jokes. One time we were at a restaurant and the manager yelling at the busboy named Chris. Chris!
Yeah.
Chris! Like anytime one of us gets aggravated, we just turn around and yell Chris and we all giggle because we all remember that day and how awkward it was and how terrible we felt for that boy.
I mean, how bad can a busboy be doing, right? Like, I mean, obviously they can do a better job, but your problems do not begin with the busser.
Also on our Instagram, somebody wrote dirty water glasses. If you sit down and the water glasses are dirty, that's a red flag.
Yeah, if the utensils look gross, if there's something stuck to the table, anything like that, I hate to see the smear marks on the table from the busing.
Yucky, yeah. We asked around the office, too.
I would say that if I see them reused, like the bread and the croutons and things like that, like take it from a table, just dump it in a pot and reuse it.
That's disgusting.
That's terrible.
I mean, even if I don't touch my bread basket, it's still got to go in the garbage. I know it sounds terrible and wasteful, but no.
Find somewhere else to reuse that stuff, but it's not in the cooking. It's not in the food that you're going to be serving to another table.
No.
Dirty floors.
Yeah, dirty floors, same thing. Yeah. Very gross. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Mike.
It's definitely when the menu doesn't give you a specific price for an item and it says market price.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at that point, it's most likely very expensive or, you know, like something you may not want to pay for.
What's scarier to have no price, Anna? Is it Seafood Tower or is it the steak, the porterhouse?
The Seafood Tower, I have learned, if it says market price, you can't. It's going to be, you're going to have to remortgage your house if you want those clams.
I mean, it's like $2 to $2.50, right?
It's
if you get
lot.
The tower.
To me, it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
For not to know how much it is.
But the single steak one, I've been there before where there's no price next to the steak and they come back, it's like $96. You're like, what?
Yeah, but I'd rather have that than have like two tiny lobster claws, an oyster, and then it comes back and it's like $175. And you're like, what?
I expect it to be four tiers. If it's a Seafood Tower, it better be a real tower.
Mm. Olivia, you walk into a restaurant. What's a red flag?
A red flag at a restaurant. Look, if there's no pictures, I probably don't want to order there. Only because I know I'm pretty picky. And I find that whenever there's pictures, it just makes it much easier for me to be able to order. So if there's no pictures, I don't want to eat there.
I mean, you must spend a lot of time at Applebee's. Right?
Yeah. That's actually my favorite
restaurant. Cheesecake Factory?
Cheesecake Factory doesn't have... Do they have
no, they have some. Like, it's in the inserts of that book. I mean, it is like the size of a Bible. The King James, when they bring that sucker out, it's huge. I mean, a lot of places I go don't have pictures.
No.
I go to the Chinese food restaurant, by the way. Their pictures are terrible. The lighting is not good. Sometimes you walk in and you're like, what is that? That's my favorite combo plate. You didn't even recognize it because the photos look terrible.
I will say when you go to the chain restaurants and they do have the photos, it's a sell.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I get to the appetizer page, I could have it in my head that I did not want an appetizer.
Right.
I am good. I'm just going to enjoy my dinner. And then they'll show like some potato skins and you're like, oh.
Oh, no, it's enticing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question about it. It does help. It gets me off the fence, I'll tell you that.
Mm.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.